Lecture 12, Tensions and Possibilities.
Twelve 30-minute lectures are not much when dealing with any significant subject. When dealing with a world religion of the size, antiquity, and complexity of Christianity, 12 30-minute lectures seems really inadequate. My treatment of Christianity has had to be very broad. And even though I've been sketching with a broad brush, I've had to leave out of account any number of important subjects. We have not considered at all, for example, the experience of Christianity. What does it mean to experience what Christians claim they experience? Nor have we been able to talk about that extraordinarily rich and broad intellectual tradition called Christian theology. But I hope that I've provided at least something of a roadmap to this world religion, a sense of where you might go to find out more of what interests you. And since the course does come to an end, we must turn in this final presentation to some sort of consideration of Christianity in the beginning of the 21st century, both in its positive and in its negative aspects. Here above all, I must warn you, it is one scholar's opinion, so let the auditor beware. Christianity has had a long and complex story, as we have seen. But it is a story that is not yet over. Indeed, Christianity may be entering into its fourth and most critical phase of development as a truly world religion. The first stage of almost 250 years, we have seen, extends from the death and resurrection of Jesus to the establishment of Christianity as the imperial religion under Constantine in the beginning of the fourth century. This was the period of birth and development, when Christianity truly was a minority, a persecuted minority, and an intentional community. That is, people belonged to it because they chose to belong to it more than they were born into it. And it had to find its way within Jewish and Greco-Roman culture without the support of politics or of culture. That second stage of Christianity was the long period, some 13 centuries, after Constantine, when Christianity was an established religion and the main form of culture, or at least the main formative influence on culture, both in the East and in the West. And much of our attention has been focused upon those two periods of Christianity. The third stage of Christianity has been roughly the last two centuries, and it has consisted in the struggle both within Christianity and as Christianity tries to navigate through the world that has resulted from its cultural marginalization because of the Enlightenment and its political disestablishment. Now, two lectures ago, I talked about the political disestablishment that came about as a result of the American, the French, and the Russian Revolution, so that Christianity in virtually every part of the world today finds itself not as an established religion of the state, but rather as one religion among many with no visible or explicit political support. I want to talk a little bit more about the cultural marginalization that I touched on in the last lecture, which really came about because of the Enlightenment in Europe. And I want to remind you of what we mean by the Enlightenment. Of course, the term Enlightenment is sometimes resented by Christians because it implies that, in fact, people were really enlightened. But that's a debatable point. But clearly, the Enlightenment meant, at the very least, the assertion of human reason as the measure of all things, including revelation. And this is a complete turnabout from antiquity. Remember, for Plato, as I mentioned in the last lecture, God is the measure of all things, not humans. And that's clearly the view shared by Christianity, so that